Hello, ghouls and ghosts. Hello, witches. Hello, vampires. Hello, werewolves. Hello, candy. Hello, coffins. Hello, corpses. Hello, costumes. Hello, cauldrons. Did I already say cauldrons? Hello, demons. I hope that you are enchanted this Halloween preseason with a lot of frightening things, a lot of fog. I hope that you don't come into any contact with anything, like Grim Reaper-ish or hair-raising, that's for sure. I hope you guys just are celebrating and getting ready to celebrate Halloween. You know, what better way than by carving out a pumpkin, take a gourd, make it into a face, because I guess that's what we do. It's weird. It's a fucking weird holiday when you really break it down, but, it's neither here nor there. I find it to be spooky. I find it to be spine-chilling. Anything that celebrates, you know, the darkness, I guess is okay. But I like a happier holiday, you know? I don't like werewolves, and I don't really fucks with, like, witches or warlocks, so that's just where I'm at. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Shank. If you didn't see that, I released a bonus episode on Monday with Justin Martindale, so that's fun. That's a little treat for you guys. That was a really funny, fun episode. And this episode is no different. This episode is with Ben Gleeb. Gleeb is one of my favorite people. He's like he's just fun to banter with. After the podcast, we were both like, that was so much fun just to banter. We just get into like real fun, weird conversations. And I think that like you guys are going to really enjoy this episode. But before we get into the episode, I just wanted to take a minute to let you know that you can find all my show dates online at Princess Shank. That's Princess like normal and then another S-H-E-N-K. And I post them all there. You can check it out on Instagram or Twitter. And if you have any requests for podcast guests, then please, please, please either tweet me and let me know, or you can go ahead and send an email to shank, shenk.pod@gmail.com. Also, if you have any fashion questions, please, please don't hesitate to email those over as well. I am happy to get back to you guys and answer very, very quickly. So, you guys, I am stoned. That's why I went on a very large tangent about Halloween items today. I may have repeated the words ghouls and goblins more than once, and if I didn't, I definitely did in my head. And either way, this intro, this lit intro is brought to you by Smoked Honey. Smoked Honey is a distillate brand based out of San Diego. They make the best cartridges. They're like the best. And they just repackage them. They make a great present. I don't know if you are looking for a good like gift for somebody. Look no further. I swear to God, these are like the best gifts. I've gifted some of my podcast guests with them and they love them. And with the new packaging, they're like, it's like amazing and beautiful. And you know, some days you don't feel like putting ice in a bong. That's a weird, unnecessary step, I feel. You know what I mean? Like, is this a cold beverage or are you smoking weed? You know? Bongs are, they're not for everyone. And if you've ever spilled one over, you know that the scent is a gift that keeps on giving, to say the least. And by a gift, I mean a nightmare. Don't fucks with bongs. After a certain age, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's time to, you know, get something more sleek, get something more sophisticated. Go with a fucking Smoked Honey pen. Go to smokedhoneyca.com. If you go to locate, you can find where you can get them. They're all over California. And also follow them on Instagram. That's at Smoked Honey on Instagram. They have some fucking amazing flavors. I love them. I couldn't be more happy to have them as a sponsor. They're super discreet, and they use like the best technology to make their distillate. It's so you're not getting just like a shitty quality thing. Like, you're getting something that's super smooth hitting. It tastes really great. They have indicas, sativas, hybrids, and their hardware is amazing too. I'm not sure if I said that, but if I didn't, I can't. It's honestly like, because you could just get the cartridge and that would be a decadent, lovely treat, but the hardware is just really, really, really special, I think, too, because it's really easy to use. There's no like weird buttons you have to push, and it's just, I love it, and I feel so lucky that they sponsor me, and they use the highest quality terpenes, so that's also very exciting. Okay, check them out at Smoked Honey on Instagram, Smoked Honey CA online. You guys, here's another amazing, amazing fun episode with Ben Gleib. Also, one last thing. Please, 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 if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on Stitcher, Spotify. Just subscribe, get involved, you know? And listen, because the show is so fun and it's just going to keep on growing, and I hope to have some more amazing guests, and I really want to hear from you guys. So if you're enjoying the show, let me know. Please, please, please leave a review. Leave a review, because I want to grow the show and I want people to find out about it. And the reviews really, really help. They make a big difference. So if you've left a review, I cannot thank you enough, and I so appreciate it. If you haven't, please, please, please do it. Tell your friends about the show, you know, let the show grow. Let's get into it. Here's a great episode with Ben Gleib, guys. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm your host, Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is Ben Gleib.
That's true.
Yes, you are the guest. Do you like that formal introduction?
It was elaborate. It was honestly, you said a little too much. It's like, gosh, thanks. But like, I just let me speak for myself. It's like, God, it's so laudatory.
I mean, do you feel like you have notes on my intro? I think you do.
No, I got no notes. I loved it.
You hated it.
No, I loved everything about it. I think you should never do another intro, even for other guests in the future.
Really? Just let them start. Just start.
Just start, because you can't top what you just did.
I'll never be able to top that.
There's no topping it. I think you're aware of that.
Am I, though?
Do you not feel like that was the pinnacle for you?
I feel like it could have been better.
Okay, that's kind of my point.
You're saying that it wasn't enough, the intro.
No, it was plenty.
But you made me come to that realization on my own.
Yeah,
so that
I did.
You didn't have to, mm-hmm. Candidly say
I complimented
that.
You to the point of realization, kind of like.
Yeah, that was actually some type of like psychological warfare that you just did that I'm mm-hmm. actually very impressed by.
1-0.
I came to the realization myself with your support.
Yeah, it's like when my brother and I used to act up when we were kids, we would fight each other violently and terribly, and my parents would say, "You're grounded for a week," and our strategy was to fight more. Then they'd say, "You're grounded for 2 weeks," and then we'd fight more, and they'd be like, "You're grounded for a month," and it would be 2 months, and we got to a point where it was like 3 months of grounding, and we knew they would never enforce that, and so there'd be no grounding at all. They were not the best disciplinarians.
But really?
It's kind of the
your
same.
Your parents seem so nice. I couldn't imagine them being disciplinarians.
Yeah, they weren't good at it. No, I wasn't a wild kid, but my brother and I had a long, many years when we would fight like animals.
My sister and I would fight a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He was my younger brother, and he would be the dominant fighter, that's for sure.
I would say the same about my sister, but
really?
I'm sure she would say that I would be the dominant
really?
Fighter. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why? What's the real truth, do you think?
Somewhere in the middle. I think that she's just like, was annoyed by me because I required a lot of attention and demanded a lot of attention.
I can't imagine that from you.
I mean, I know, right? Shocking. So low maintenance. It's a
mm-hmm,
joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so, like, I think that she was just fucking fed up. You know what I mean?
And then she would just beat on you.
When you said beat on me, it just sounds like it's such a funny way to describe, like, a sibling fight.
It is. It is.
Your sister was beating on you. It sounds like so much worse.
Yeah,
like,
that's probably sounds like a huge bully making fun, like, beating up on a tiny cartoon character right. child, like a wimpy kid.
Totally, and she's like 2 inches shorter than me. And
oh, she
like
is?
Beating up on me. Yeah, but she's it's not really in her height that's intense. It's more in the vibe.
She's an intense
vibe.
If come she doesn't and, like come you, and beat on you vibe.
Come yeah, an intense yet subtle come and beat on you vibe.
Interesting. That's the scariest, most devious kind.
Right?
Like you don't know. It's like a smoldering anger.
Right.
Also, I know this doesn't make sense, but for some reason it doesn't make sense to me. My comment doesn't make sense, but it doesn't make sense to me when someone who's older is shorter. And I know that shouldn't be the case, but
I know.
To me, if you like you're older, you should be taller.
Logistically.
Mm-hmm. And right. Order-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, you're the oldest. That's why you're the tallest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like the, what are, like in Goldilocks, there's like the big bear. No. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
Yeah.
There's the big bear and the little
that's
bear.
That's the dad. Yeah.
I'm not having trouble right now remembering how Goldilocks even
Me
goes.
Me too. There's the three bears, right?
There's three bears
and they're
breaking into Goldilocks' house?
No, Goldilocks.
I feel like she was breaking in.
No, Goldilocks busts into their house.
Right.
For those of you who don't know the story of, is it the three little bears? No, that's the three little pigs.
Right.
Goldilocks and the three bears. That's the classic.
That's the name of it? I feel like that's not the name of it.
And what do you think it is?
Just Goldilocks.
You think it's just Goldilocks?
That's what I think.
Do you think the bears are completely out of it? You could
title wise, I feel like they didn't get titles. They're too generic. They're just called regular bears. They don't even have names.
They're coaster. No.
Mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear or something like that.
Those are still names. They're just
no, they're not.
Proper nouns.
I don't feel like they are names.
You might be right.
It's like saying mom human, dad human, and child human.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
I stand corrected.
You're welcome.
But I don't know if it's called Goldilocks. Is it?
Might be Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Now that you're saying it, I feel like it sounds more real.
But yeah, so
she breaks into their house to get porridge.
Yeah, but like, why would you break into anyone's house for porridge?
She busts in. Now you're using a word that makes it sound like too much for the situation to beat on them. It's like Goldilocks is walking. Hey, motherfuckers! I'm here for fucking porridge. You understand me?
That's fucking amazing.
And then she finds the right one.
She does, yes.
And then they,
but
at the end, do they eat her?
Or is
the middle, the mama bear?
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought it was baby bear.
Because I thought one was too hot, one was too cold, and one was just right.
This one's too small. This one's just right.
Is it just the porridge she eats, or was she trying on outfits too?
This bitch was doing everything, right?
She was just ransacking the whole place.
I don't even remember this fairy tale
at all. Neither of us do.
The further we try to like dissect it, the blurrier it honestly gets.
Yeah, I'm confusing it with Little Red Riding Hood,
Little Miss Muppet,
Muffet.
What is a Muffet?
It's nothing. It's not a word at all.
Little Miss Muffet. And she's just eating also something.
Oh, you're right. Little Miss Muffet. It's not Muffet. I'm wrong.
No.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet. It's not
her...
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet.
But what do they call it's something in whey. It's like
curds and whey.
Curds and whey. Yeah, that's like what? That's like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, I feel like, and then whey protein.
So, yeah, like.
So... Little Miss Muffet was like a big, big fitness nut. And
she was bulking up.
Bulking up with her whey protein shakes. Whey.
But like, my question is this. This bitch is bulking up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a spider comes and she doesn't have what it takes.
Yeah, you don't got what it takes?
To handle the situation.
Why hit the gym if you're going to crumble under pressure?
Is it even called curds and whey?
I think so. Whey.
I mean, it would be so funny if the whey is just whey, like the protein.
I think it is. I really think it is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think she's eating protein?
I think it's spelled whey. I don't know what ancient whey was, if that was like a soup or a cereal or something.
I thought curds and whey was just like a synonym for cottage cheese of sorts. We could be so far off. I don't even know.
Listen, you and I probably often are.
Yeah.
In most things.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
You're right about that, though. And that's okay. Like, I don't have to know. We don't have to know the fairy tales.
There's
like,
a lot of people that know fairy tales. That doesn't need to be us.
Yeah.
We can care about modern stuff.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
Yep.
You know.
They're the ones with the breadcrumbs, right?
No. Breadcrumbs?
Yep. Yeah, they left breadcrumbs as a trail so they could find their way back home.
Yeah, okay, I forgot about that.
They
got eaten by that sick little witch bitch who lured them in, right?
She put one of them into an oven.
Didn't she cook them both?
No, I think one of them got into an oven, and then one escaped.
No.
Hmm. Can we go back to the breadcrumbs for a second?
Yes.
I can't remember if they end up trying to go back and the breadcrumbs have been eaten by birds, or is that just my realization about how dumb of a plan that is? Leave rocks, leave twigs, don't leave breadcrumbs, something that literally animals would immediately remove.
And then they would eat you before the witch.
Well, I don't know about sequence. Clearly they weren't eaten before the witch because they got to that house.
Well, maybe the
they could be eaten on the way out.
Maybe the subtext of the whole fairy tale is that Hansel and Gretel wanted to die.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Sort of like a teen depression.
Yeah.
They were cutters.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck it, man, if we can't be together.
So now they're like Romeo and Juliet.
Maybe.
They're brother and sister, though.
Oh, they are.
Aren't they?
Hansel and Gretel. It's like, isn't it like a German?
It's a German freaky tale. Also, if it's a German tale, it really doesn't need... Is that where they got the idea of putting people in ovens? Because that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's a valid point.
Not cool at all.
What came first, the Holocaust or Hansel and Gretel?
Pretty sure Hansel and Gretel came first.
Right.
So not only is Adolf Hitler the most horrible human being in history, also steals bits.
Steals bits from fairy tales?
Yeah. It's like not even original. It's not cool at all. Also, so when Hansel and Gretel made it into that house, and then did they, before the oven, did they eat porridge?
I don't know. I think that they were just eating curds and whey.
The whole way home.
All the way home. Isn't that like this little piggy?
That might be Jack and Jill.
This little piggy and then all the way home.
Oh, that might be little piggy. Isn't it also Jack and Jill?
No, Jack and Jill pissed me off. I want to know why.
Because they went up a hill and you don't like hills? You're not a climber?
First, Jack has to fall, right? Jill can't even fall first. Jack's got to fall first.
Okay, now that's a feminist issue.
Yeah.
Even women now want to get hurt first?
Well, it's like you see Jack get hurt. Well, maybe don't fall down the hill.
But you're saying you wish you did fall down the hill or that you wish Jill did.
What I'm saying is Jill should have fallen down the hill first.
Why?
I'm kidding.
You're trying to keep women down. You always have been. I'm trying to inspire women.
I'm trying to push women up. Feminist issues in each of the fairy tales. I mean, we could be here all day. That's like a college paper. Sorry. I hit the table.
The loud, echoey table.
After we did just discuss like how echoey the table was.
The table's made out of thin tin foil and pennies. It's the worst table if you accidentally hit it.
Yeah, you know what? When I was a kid, my parents had this table, and it was kind of like this. And
is this the beginning of a fairy tale, or is this a real story?
We were going to get rid of it. It's a real story because I remember it because my dad let me tap dance on the table, because it sounded like this. Yeah. And my mom, it was something my mom would have never allowed. And
wow. Did you scratch it up?
Yeah.
Oh.
With my tap shoes. And then we got rid of the table. We were going to get rid of it.
See, if I were the parent, I'd get rid of the tap shoes.
I have tap shoes now.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But I can wear them freely.
Do you still tap oftentimes in your life?
Okay, so here's the deal with tap.
Yeah.
I like the look of a tap shoe.
You do. You're a very tap shoe wearing person.
Yeah, like I like the way they look.
I don't like the look of them, but that's
really?
You each do your own thing, but...
You don't like the look of a tap shoe?
Not at all.
I feel like it's like dapper. It's like patent leather.
Yeah, but women supposed to be dapper?
Cheek.
Is that what you're going for in your life as a woman is dapperness?
No, just like I think that it could be cute. Like almost like a Mary Jane when paired with the right outfit.
What's a Mary Jane?
A Mary Jane's like a...
Other than marijuana like a, or a Tom Petty song.
No, like it's a specific type of shoe that has like a little buckle across it. Basically, I like them.
Why do you like buckles on your shoes? Are you a pilgrim?
No, yeah, I'm a low-key pilgrim.
You do dress a little pilgrim-y sometimes. You dress great. You're one of the more fashionable comedians. But you also, you tend a little pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
A little Quaker Oatsy.
Yeah.
A little Quaker Oatsy.
You never know what you're going to get.
It's Quaker Oats.
Yeah.
Then you do know. Quaker Oats is actually something you do know what you're going to get. It's always
but
oats.
Do you?
Yeah, it's always oats.
Have you ever done the instant oatmeal? I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan too. I don't have time for real oats. I tried it for a minute when I was when I was being vegan a year and a half ago. I was doing cooking oats on in an oven and like a stovetop.
Steel cut.
Yeah, steel cut oats.
Those are the ones that are the best for you, technically.
Yeah, they're so good, but then you immediately have to clean that bowl. Otherwise, it's stuck to that pan forever the pot. I don't know words for kitchen things. And then you. Then what do? You, like, take a paper towel and get the oats out, and then you got to throw it in the garbage. You can't put it down the garbage disposal. You're going to have a cemented by oats disposal.
Okay, I have a real problem with, like, not being able to put certain things down in a disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Like coffee grounds. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, that's already ground up so thin. How's that a problem?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You think that they would have perfected this by now, especially in 2018. How long
we can do everything
using disposals for?
Yeah, chicken bones. I get that. Chicken grease, they say, don't put down there. Even that confuses me. Maybe because it coagulates in the water and comes back up. Maybe that one makes sense.
Well, yeah, I did that one time with coconut oil. I was like, oh, I'm throwing it down the sink. And then I'm like, oh, my sink doesn't work.
Mm,
my landlord was like, it filled up. No clue. I have no clue.
I don't know what I did.
But yeah.
But there's no coconut oil here on this premises.
No.
No one needs to look in the cupboards.
Absolutely not.
Are you wearing a buckle? You're wearing, right now you're wearing not a tap. You're wearing more of a bowling shoe now.
Okay, you're the second person who's referred to my saddle shoe as being a bowling
shoe. Saddle shoe?
Yeah, this is a saddle shoe. It's like a 1950s style shoe.
How come you like to wear shoes from an era gone by so much?
Because it's my favorite era.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
It's a happy era.
That's true. At least outwardly.
Yeah, there's some
a lot of turmoil in the household.
Exactly.
But no one talked about it.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
So I identify with it. I'm like, oh, I'll just fucking put on these saddle shoes and explore.
How many scarves do you own? How many pieces of fringe do you own in your life?
You mean like, I have a very large ascot collection and bow tie collection. I would say I have cases of stuff. Like I got this little, like, I probably like 40 to 50 neckties.
40 to 50 neckties.
Yeah.
That's a lot of neckties for a lady.
Yeah.
So I have around that much for a man.
But they're like, but I wear them in like bows. I don't just like...
No, yeah, you don't go straight up necktie style. You bow them up. Do you have a lot of different bow tying styles?
Yes. Tying a bow tie is hard. I have to watch...
Like, I learned. I had to watch a YouTube video, but I learned, and then I forgot immediately after.
Same. I try a lot. I tried for a while. I would tie a bow tie on my fucking stuffed animal.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
The stuffed animal and the bow tie, all of it.
Was it a stuffed bear and then did Goldilocks come rushing in?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I guessed that.
But like...
I feel like if you came out in lingerie even, it would be like Marie Antoinette, 1920s, like huge, like poofy white lingerie and like an umbrella above your head.
Yeah, like a parasol.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Full on. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I could see that.
She's not denying it.
Yeah. Just really leaning into a strong aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're probably about a year away from talking with a very put-on British accent.
Do you?
Wineshank is here.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be joining you.
Mm-hmm. Did you even say the title of the podcast up front? And do you have to, or is there a theme song that plays?
There's a theme song
that plays.
Called Shank, and I do an intro, so in the intro.
I know what it's called. I'm on it. I'm honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you on here. You're one of my favorite people. You make me laugh so much. You're so funny.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, you are. You're always very positive, which I like about you.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And you're friends with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like...
Everybody, but not close friends with anybody.
But like but I find it to be relatable because at your birthday party every year, there's always like... I'm like, oh, I know I'll see that person at Gleep's birthday.
Once a year, you know that.
Gleep gets along with everybody.
Yeah, I think that probably is true, and it's something that's almost been a source of, like, since I had my last party a few months ago, I've been almost, like, questioning the whole thing.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm friends with everybody, but I'm not close friends with, like, enough people in the comedy community. Not enough, not that it's a numbers game. I don't know, it's a little bit, like, some of my closer friends, as you know, in the comedy world are female comedians, with the exception of Ben Morrison and... these days I've become pretty tight with Chris Porter and Tone Bell.
Chris Porter.
And Tone Bell and Brad Williams. I love them all. But I just don't have, yeah, it's my squad, I guess, but like we're still not like an everyday hang. It's a fun squad. But I don't have like an everyday or even every week hangout squad, and I feel like a lot of comics do, and I feel a little left out by it.
Really?
A little bit. I feel like I didn't put enough time in to like cultivating enough friendships with comedians.
Really?
That's I feel
so
that
funny
way.
Because from the exterior, I'm like, I feel like you've cultivated a lot of friendships. And like, yeah, I also feel like the older I get though, it's like how many like super close friends can you have?
That's true.
You know?
A good point, like, but you're also calling me old and I agree, I am.
Not old.
No, I get it. Saying. You're the older you get, I get it. But I hear you. I guess I just feel a little bit like I have the level of, I mean, I have some very close, great friends, don't get me wrong, but I feel like most of my closer friends are not in comedy, and then the ones that are,
same,
they're the kind of people, not the kind of people like, but I feel like people come to, I have the level of friendships where they come to my party, but they don't invite me to stuff that much.
That.
And that's a little, and then these days you see it all unfolding every day on Instagram. I can't stop looking at it. And I'm like, oh, there's another lunch. There's another mimosa brunch on Sunday. There's another barbecue. There's another pool party that I am not invited to.
I don't get invited to that many events.
How come? Why aren't we getting invited?
I don't, because comedians are all fucking crazy.
I guess. They're inviting somebody to these things. Maybe it's because I live far. Is that part of it?
It could be.
But that's not their business if I want to drive. Let me drive. They're trying to save me. They're trying to save me gas mileage.
I mean,
Ben, I'd invite you, but I assume you don't want to drive. I'll drive.
See, this is what I think. I think comedians are weird because they're like operate a lot of times independently. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and sometimes you're on the road and sometimes you're working on something. So you come in and out of being like your availability constantly changes.
That's true.
So sometimes it's like I find that I'm more social when my availability is free, and not always are you going to line up with someone else's availability.
But you don't know if you don't ask. It's easy to text and say, hey, are you here Saturday? We're doing a mimosa brunch and then a barbecue and then a pool party.
I know, but this is the other thing. Not all comics are that good at planning shit.
They're showing up at stuff.
What are you saying? You feel left out of some of these invites.
Yeah. Maybe they're not the ones planning them. Maybe they're like hipster friends in Silver Lake are planning them and they're just being invited themselves as possible. But yeah, you are right that people don't realize how people think comedians are so gregarious. I think 80% of my life I'm by myself.
Yeah. Do you like being by yourself?
I do. Otherwise, it would be really annoying for 80% of the time. I like it. But, and it's not bad, I suppose, because if I were invited more, I like to be social. So I'd probably say yes a lot of the time. And then I would be doing less work, but that's not accurate because I'm home a lot of times just not getting work done. So I may as well go to a mimosa.
So you're saying you really want to have a mimosa?
I'd like a mimosa brunch.
Some comedians.
Yep.
This is the major takeaway.
That's
here.
The big takeaway.
You've mentioned it multiple times. Mm-hmm. These mimosas.
Yeah.
Somebody must have fucking had a brunch, and they must have been posting some very triggering photos.
Or even late night coffee shops, I was just listening. I was watching a YouTube video instead of working, and I stumbled upon it on YouTube somehow, of Bobby Lee and Chris D'Elia, talking shit to each other about how Bobby doesn't reply to Chris's texts, and then also Chris doesn't like the way Bobby is on his phone playing games while they're at diners all the time late night. Like, we're always at diners late night, and I'm like, fuck, I'm never at diners late night with comedians. Like, it's been years since I've done that.
No, but that also sounds exhausting.
I would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could do one diner a week.
Oh, yeah, one a week would be great. I'm talking,
you know,
like, I haven't done one in years.
I'm not trying to do diner. Like, I haven't done one in a few years either. Maybe. The last time I did a diner was probably 6 months ago, but it was just with one other friend. That's like that's a wild night for me.
That's wild.
You know what I mean?
Did you get drunk on soup?
Milkshake.
Oh, the best. What flavor milkshake did you go?
I like a banana peanut butter.
Thank
milkshake.
You for saying banana. No one understands it.
Why?
And I love a banana milkshake. Actually, I just recently did do a diner because I was invited for the Jewish holiday. I felt a little bit honestly marginalized in my religion. I was invited to break the fast by Alexis Grossman and Jackie Tone, and I were splitting some food, and as did Alexis and I, and Jackie wanted a vanilla shake, and I was like, banana shake, just straight
vanilla.
Up. Yeah, I was like, banana. She's like, banana, that's Grossman. Are you kidding? You don't even know what you're talking about. And I convinced her to try it, and she fell in love.
Because banana-flavored things are so fucking good.
Good in everything.
Why?
Banana-flavored ice cream is the best ice cream on earth, and they never have it anywhere.
I like Chunky Monkey.
Yeah, but I don't like the chunks.
You don't.
I just want the banana.
You don't like a texture.
I don't like a texture, a chewy texture in my ice cream.
A walnut?
No, no.
Oh, there's walnuts in there. I like
you
it.
You bite into the walnut and all of a sudden you just have like a dry, chalky experience in the middle of your amazing, creamy ice cream. Who wants that?
I mean, I like to get different texture in a ice cream consumption experience. That's just what I'm looking for. But I could see how not everyone might be interested.
You understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely, I understand.
Okay. One more bitter point about the hanging out. We can go back to fun things. But I think what's frustrating is like I recently like was thinking about who my closest friends are. I've got a lot of close friends in comedy, like maybe 10 or 12. But I don't feel like they invite me to shit. I already made that point. I don't know why I brought it back up.
But like, What do you mean?
I'm having a nervous breakdown during your podcast.
You haven't been invited to enough shit, and it's starting to wear on you.
Yeah, it's like I throw the best party of the year every year. And it costs me a lot of money even as well. And I do that because I care.
Right.
And people come. The same people come every time. It's not like they miss it.
I just smacked the mic saw that. My water bottle.
And I keep hitting this table.
It's just like impossible.
I did it again right there.
I'm like, wait, what do you mean I smacked that?
There it is.
It's so loud.
It's like boom, boom, boom,
like,
boom.
What's happening? Are we fucking...
We in Donkey Kong?
Percussion?
Hey, is someone throwing barrels at us?
That sounds fun. I haven't played Donkey Kong in so long. Do you play video games?
Nope.
Well, it's okay. Question. So you feel... You know what I think? I think that comedians don't really like entertaining a lot of the time, potentially.
Yeah, but when you go out to a place, you don't
have
to entertain.
Also fun. Not everyone's as fun as you.
That's all the more reason I should be getting the invite.
You should be getting the invite.
Jesus. What's a guy got to do?
Like pool toys and like diving rings.
Yeah, but that's at my house. People come and I invite them to my house.
Right.
I'm just feeling a little used.
You're feeling like, well, maybe you don't have to have a big party, but you like it.
No, I like it, but actually I think I'm probably done.
See, like, it's
I turned 40 this year, and I felt like I had to do it. I didn't want to do it this year. But I feel like I had to for my 40th, and I feel like I'm going to go back to my pre-owning a house days of throwing. I always threw a great party every single year. It was always a fun event, but it was always at a venue. Didn't cost me money.
Easier, right?
Way easier, way less maintenance, way less planning. Like, I had to plan. I planned for like 2 months this party. Like, I worked with a party planner, my friend Tony, and I worked. Thank you.
It was a fun party.
What was the highlight for you?
I don't know.
She got to choose some. Otherwise, now it sounds like you're just covering up for the party being bad.
No. There are so many. Okay. What was the highlight for me was when I was in the Moroccan speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
There is this girl doing an interpretive dance.
There was?
And it was so much. And I'm still trying to process
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
And I, yeah.
I don't wonder who that was. I bet I do know who it is.
It was like, she was just getting it. And I was like, I wish I had the level of confidence right now.
What she look like? Did she have lights on her?
No.
Hmm.
Did she have lights on her? Only at your birthday party is that like a question that would then follow. Yeah, big birthday parties to me, like, it's like, they're exhausting. I used to have a huge party every year for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And then I just got to a place of like, I don't want to keep having these parties. I'd rather just like go on a vacation.
Yeah, I hear that. Friends. I definitely spent vacation money on these parties. I should have done that.
You know, no regrets.
No regrets.
Right?
I should have just gone to a series of mimosa brunches.
A series of mimosa brunches?
Like I go to like three. I could go to probably like 500 mimosa brunches for the cost of the party.
Yeah.
A spa would be good too. I'd actually prefer spas.
You could have
every
a mimosa
day.
Brunch at a spa.
Yeah, I'm off the mimosas now. You just convinced me spas is the move.
Spas.
Well argued.
Right?
Well argued. By saying the word spas.
Spas. Birthday spa trip.
Spas.
It's the move.
It is. Can I say two other things?
Yeah.
I have my phone up on a tilt with this little stand thing I got. And I took my water bottle cap off and check out what I created. Look at this. A slide for for the cap. And look, it comes all the way down eventually.
Well, that's amazing.
To the noisy table.
Well, it was just a little bit of You just did a trick.
I could do it even faster.
You used inertia.
I used inertia. That's exactly right.
Yes, you did. That was a fun little experiment that you did. So
thank you. Wait, my second question.
Yes.
Do you remember when we were in a wave pool together?
Yeah. Wasn't like a topless pool?
Oh, that was next to the topless pool.
Oh, damn. The topless pool, I was like, whoa, I didn't realize there were so many different types of tits.
And yeah, so you were fascinated by that.
I was like, whoa. This is like, yeah, the topless pool in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
It was wild.
The wave pool in Vegas.
The wave pool is just next to it. The wave pool wasn't topless. It'd be too many topless people. There was like 1,000 people in that pool.
That was fun.
It was a good time.
That was like one of the best trips ever.
It was you, me, and Simbari.
Yeah, it was Stephanie. So fun. It was so, so fun.
Great weekend. Where are we staying?
We went to a silent disco.
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember that?
Before people even knew about it.
Well, like, I would like to go to a silent disco here.
We didn't know what it was. There was people just freaking out.
Yeah.
And then we're like, why are they freaking out? And they're actually dancing to silent music.
And with headphones on.
There's a silent disco here. Someone I just met the other day does one on the beach in Venice. Venice or Santa Monica, I think Venice, on every Monday from 6 to 8.
Are you going to invite me?
I don't even know the details, but if I go, you're invited.
Okay, thank you. Because if I find out on the feeds that you've been silent discoing.
I would never know. Never, never. What hotel were we staying at? It was Harrah's, right? We were playing Harrah's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Upgraded to a suite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're upgraded to a suite and you were on a super strict diet.
Oh, yeah. That was the during the diet days.
Right.
I've gone on those a few times because that was years ago.
Yeah.
I've gone on. My weight fluctuates. I'm the white Same. Male funny Oprah.
You're not.
Everybody
what
says
do you
that.
Mean?
Everybody says that.
That you're like the white male funny Oprah because your weight fluctuates.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also very inspirational.
You are inspirational.
Am I? I didn't mean that seriously. Am I really?
I mean, you're not inspirational.
That's nice. I guess I do. I am sometimes.
I feel like you're.
I feel like being inspirational is not cool.
Very critical of yourself today.
I am. Maybe that's why I don't get invited to hangs. Is nobody wants the inspirational guy in the corner. They want to just be like you're sardonic not, and fucked up. I'm not inspirational.
No, but you're
fuck
more
everything
positive.
And fuck sunsets.
You, but you're more positive
nah,
than other people.
Nah, fuck positivity.
Well, like you seem more sane than a lot of people.
I
How
think
do you
that's
stay
true.
Sane?
By hanging up on myself.
That's
not
true,
being
probably,
tainted by
right?
others. I don't know. How do I stay sane? I don't know. I think it's probably some good family, good upbringing.
Yeah, I think that makes a big difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. Because your parents sane. Are still together, right?
They are.
That's crazy.
Yours are not?
Mine are still together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many years are they married?
32.
Wow. Mine are 41 years.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When you grew up in L.A., right?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you get into comedy?
I just always wanted to do it. I wanted to do it since I was like 5 or 6. I knew I would be able to do it. I was always a funny kid. And
you do like acting classes and like performing?
I did not do that. I did like a school play in like 6th and 7th grade or 7th and 8th grade. I did a lot of impressions as a kid. I started as an impressionist actually. And then I just got a radio show in high school, then a two TV shows in college for all 4 years. And then I graduated with a big time Hollywood manager because of the talk show I had in college. I booked real Hollywood guests.
Really? That's so cool.
So, like, my junior year, my guest was Kennedy, the MTV VJ, who's now a Fox News conservative correspondent.
Whoa, what a major shift.
It was quite a diametric shift. And so her manager was Chip Butterman and Howard Lapidus, who also managed Tom Green, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, Tom Green
That's
twice.
That's so cool.
Jimmy Kimmel. And so they managed me as well. So I graduated right off the bat with like a dope manager.
That's amazing. So wait, you're from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up?
LA.
Like in specifically?
Oh, I thought you were just those like a riddle.
I'm just like a fairy tale. Trick you. Like yeah. Just keep asking the same questions.
You're from, but where are you from?
Right.
I grew up in the Valley till age 5 and then on the West Side until from then on. Somebody having an orgasm outside that window?
I don't know. There's somebody live streaming outside, and it's a 4D experience, to say the least.
Holy Lord. But that's my story. You?
I grew up in the Valley, but, like, yeah, I always wanted to perform as a kid. Like, I knew I wanted to do that.
The moment you were tap dancing on a table, you knew.
Yeah.
That's when you knew.
Yeah.
When you just found yourself in a fugue state on a table.
Yeah.
Tap dancing.
Totally.
I get that.
I still have the shoes. They're a little bigger now, but, like, whatever. So, okay, we do like to talk about fashion on this podcast that has a fashion flair. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, fashion phases that you can remember? Like, maybe you started doing something, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to do this now. Like, maybe you started wearing, like, a sweatband.
Well, I'm doing this a lot.
I mean, you have a ring right now.
Most
Is that a
men
beetle?
Don't wear – yeah, it's a beetle ring.
I like it.
Most men don't wear huge female rings. I do. No. I'm most straight men. Yeah, similar to the ring you're wearing.
We actually have
– on the same finger.
Yeah. I did Whoa. Notice that. That is wild.
Interesting.
Do you feel weird when you take it off?
No, because I don't wear it every day, but I do. I have several of them.
You have several beetle rings?
Not beetle rings, just several
wait,
big
wait,
female
rings. What do you mean? You have several?
Just several.
Female?
No, I have just several different female finger rings. They're not all beetle rings. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, it would be ridiculous if they were all beetle rings, but since you have spread of cocktail rings.
I do. Look, ridiculous. I like a female ring, but it's weird
I
that we
like
have the
it.
Same similar ring on the similar finger. It's really crazy.
It is weird. We're going to have to, we're definitely going to have to fucking document it. And get
we just,
it.
We're documenting it.
Well, I mean,
both
I'm
on my
gonna,
Instagram story right
too,
now and on the podcast.
I don't want to get so sucked into it that it takes me out of the moment. because I want to photograph it, but I'm like, I'll photograph
it. We'll photograph it after.
Send me that, yeah.
I'll send you that. Listen, I feel like...
Let's talk content.
Yeah. Let's just create as much content as possible.
Nothing but content.
I just want to go to no mimosa brunches and create content until I die. That's all I want.
Right? I'm like, everything's content now, too.
Content is king, as they say.
Yes. Content.
I woke up with a weird swelling in my mouth today. It's a weird thing to share, but it's what put me in this contemplative, very human feeling that I'm not normally in.
What do you mean?
I just have a pain in my mouth.
You have a mouth pain?
Yeah, there's like a swelling.
Well, did you do anything
more? I have an impacted wisdom tooth.
Oh, you got to get that shit pulled.
I can't get it pulled.
Why?
Because my damn nerves are like, I've waited so long. I was told, I guess, like 15 years ago to take them out. I never did it. Never took it seriously. And so now the roots are like so deep in there that the nerves are like right through the two roots.
Yeah.
And so I've met with like several of the best wisdom tooth surgeons, and they all are afraid to do it. They say, we'll do it, but reluctantly, and we think there's a good chance if we do it, even if it goes well, we're going to damage your nerve. And if so, your lip could be droopy. You could lose feeling in your lip. And I can't have a droopy face.
A different ortho?
I met with three of the best in L.A. But yeah, I could try to maybe go to Europe. They have something that like cuts through softer.
You want to go to Europe?
I don't know. I mean, I've exhausted America.
Get this fucking shit out. Well, what both do they
sides.
Recommend?
Both sides.
What do they recommend?
It's hard. Some said we should do it, but a lot of them sort of said I wouldn't do it. I'd monitor it every year, and probably never get it out. And there'll be a constant, you know.
No
problem, but
you got to get that shit out.
I can't have a droopy face. Well, it never normally hurts. Well, it's just this is a very rare flare up.
Fix that droop.
No, not if I have like no feeling or I'm like, welcome back to Idiot Test, everybody.
You're not gonna have like a slouchy face.
I'm a television host. Damn it, I can't. What if I have a slouchy face?
Then you can pay to unslouch it.
I don't think you can if it's like a nerve issue. You can't put nerves into your face.
I don't fucking know.
Exactly, exactly.
Here's the thing.
To take medical advice from you, Sarah Weinschenk.
I'm no doctor.
I'm not gonna, because you're guessing.
Okay.
We don't even know how common knowledge fairy tales go.
All I'm saying is that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your quality of life and be in pain.
Well, normally it's not in pain. If this continued, I'd have to do something, but this is very, normally there's never any pain at all.
So maybe something triggered it.
Yeah, I just started a diet. I flossed maybe a little too hard. I just started a diet thing with all these powder shakes. Maybe some powder got stuck in there. I don't know.
Well, does it? I mean, you do floss, though.
I do floss.
That was a quick way to find out whether or not you floss.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that?
It was really clever. Floss?
Yes, I do.
Every day?
I love flossing.
I don't floss every day.
You don't?
I floss about 5 days a week.
Well, then... What determines whether or not you're going
to
floss?
I just like to give myself a break, kind of like God did.
Yeah.
When he created the world.
You only gave
yourself one day. I give myself two.
Yeah, that's a little indulgent.
That's true. That's a good point.
Who am I to judge? Got one day, you believe he's taking two?
I'm taking a full weekend.
Okay, I respect that. Okay, let's talk about this ring, these statement rings.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Right.
So how did this come to be?
I don't know. I probably stoned at a fair somewhere doing stand. I went to like a street fair.
Not a fair.
Fair.
Like pictured you at the Renaissance pleasure fair.
Yeah, I keep forgetting the word for what I'm saying. I don't mean fair.
I'm picturing like an old even though I'm gonna fair be on where a... you're trying on like costume rings.
Yeah, it was not that. I am going to be on a Renaissance Fair TV show coming up.
No.
Yep.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I have a guest star, possible recur, on Jenji Cohen's new show, American Princess, that is set at a Renaissance Fair.
That's amazing.
It's going to be fun.
That's so weird that I brought up Renaissance Fair.
It is weird.
I said
fair, but I didn't mean to say fair.
But when you said fair, I pictured...
You pictured Renaissance Fair.
I just pictured fair with an E at the end for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Ye old fair.
Yeah.
But that'll come out whenever that comes out. I don't even know if they have an air date yet, but... I was just probably stoned at like a street. What are those things called? Like a not a swap meet, but not quite a flea market.
Okay, which flea market?
I don't remember where I got it, but I just will sometimes be stoned and think that's a pretty ring, and I could wear it on my finger near my thumb, and it's kind of manly to wear it. It's not like a dainty finger.
I like it.
Thank you. And I do it, and it confuses people, and I like that as well. That's why sometimes I also wear a fur jacket, kind of a fur, fake fur.
Wait. I would like it.
You ever see me wearing my Chewbacca fake fur jacket?
I'm not sure.
You'd remember.
I would like, so you just do some fun creative things.
Like even at my party every year, at around 3 a.m., parties go until like 6, 7, 8 a.m. But around 3 a.m. when it's kind of thinning out and it gets a little wilder, people are drunker, I do a costume change, put on a little eyeliner, fur jacket, and a ring.
I can't.
You can't, but I can.
I just had an I can't fit because I'm just trying to visualize this. Okay. I really like this ring.
Thank you.
What are your other rings?
I've got one that's got a huge, it's even bigger. It's like round like that. And it's got a female face on it. And it's best. And I can't find it. And I'm devastated.
Well, do you think somebody took it?
It's possible. I don't see it.
Face ring?
Probably no one took it. People are pretty good at not taking stuff. Like, even at my party every year.
I'm like, somebody must have stolen it.
And everybody thinks that interesting.
It.
You find it. Like, somebody returned it.
Yeah, exactly.
They came back and put it right where it was.
Yeah, exactly.
But other fashion, you want to just keep talking about this, or you want other fashion moments of my life?
Well, I'm just very intrigued by the rings.
I like to do it. It's my one, well, that and the occasional eyeliner. Even
in the fur jacket.
All the time when I get makeup done for shows, I've kind of toned back on this in the last year or two, but for about a streak, run of about 10 years, whenever I would get makeup done for TV shows, even like the Today Show or Chelsea Lately or my game show, I would have them put eyeliner on me.
You like eyeliner?
I like it. Just makes the eyes pop, and I got pretty eyes.
Consensus is
I've got pretty eyes.
You do have pretty eyes,
and I get bothered by the fact that you can't usually tell I have I have green eyes, and you can't tell. You have to be lit so well to ever see I've got green eyes.
Do you own eyeliner?
I do own some eyeliner.
Is it liquid or
no? It's like a pencil. It's in a drawer, an unsanitary drawer that I shouldn't be putting into my eye probably. So I put it on like
in your drunk drawer.
It's in a drunk drawer.
Okay,
it is.
Okay.
I literally put it on only like
a hammer,
twice a year.
Scissors, hot glue gun, and like your eyeliner or pencil.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I respect
that. And some creams.
And some face creams?
No, I don't use any moisturizers or face creams. Yeah. I'm saying maybe there's like an acne lotion, or maybe there's a like old toothpaste that's kind of empty and I should have thrown it away in there. Might be a nail file that I don't use. There'll be like tweezers. There's a lot of random stuff in that drawer.
Okay, I could see that.
And then, cotton balls I don't use. Like, a lot of stuff in there.
Cotton balls.
Sure.
Cotton balls are something that I feel like everyone buys, but, like, who really uses?
I thought women use them like crazy. They don't?
I use a Q-tip.
I was using cotton balls, actually, for a minute with astringent. I was dating a girl who liked astringent, and then I started using astringent at night to take oil off my skin.
You're like, all of a sudden, you're like, I guess this is what we do now.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a regimen now.
Do you need to moisturize your face? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm moisturizing mine, so if you want to get in on this, this is now the time. You know
it's true.
Mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I have two bathrooms in my house, and when I'm dating somebody, generally speaking, I let them shower in one, I shower in the other. We do meet up for teeth brushing. I feel like that's nice.
That is nice.
But we shower in separate bathrooms, bathrooms.
Right?
I feel like it's give people some space.
It's like, yeah.
And I keep
like
the
showering.
Seat up on one of mine. I use it as a urinal. I'm a man who owns a house. I should be entitled to a urinal.
Yeah, you're entitled to a urinal.
I don't have to touch a toilet seat every time I go pee.
That's your urinal.
Thank you. It's urinal.
Yeah. Well, so wait, though.
Okay. As long as you need.
I don't like doing a combo shower.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan.
I've done it too, but like I'd rather not.
Yeah. If it's like a fancy hotel and it's a big one and maybe there's like two heads and it's like marble and it's
a totally different experience.
See-through and it's a very sensual, sexual experience, sure.
But
in like a regular house shower.
Well, you're fucking soaping.
I don't like it. And then you can't control your angles. My best angles aren't being seen. You got to worry about your posture. I'm bending over or lifting a leg to soap certain areas and that's not, you'll never be found attractive again.
Right.
So you can't ever really clean well if you're in a shower with somebody else. It's really just a cosmetic go-through-the-motions shower.
Right.
Which I don't... I mean, it's fun.
It's not practical.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time.
Honestly, the thought of showering with someone just made me feel sick.
Yeah, it's not great.
Right?
I don't love it. But you know what's I like less than that is bathing with someone.
Ooh, see, like, okay, like if it's a big bathtub?
Hot tubs, I'm a huge fan. If it's a big bathtub, I'll do it.
Like jacuzzi tub, like that's different.
Yes, agreed. But if it's like a regular house bathtub, no. I've done it. You have to go opposite sides and one person's head is being jammed by the damn spout of the water and there's no comfortable place and basically you're just like
soaking in
smashed in there, soaking in dirt. It's not ideal.
No.
I mean, it's the warm water's pleasant and it's kind of a bonding experience, I guess.
At first. But it feels like... Do we need to be this close to each other and in water?
Right.
And like, unless it's like a pool.
And then it starts to like drain out a little bit. Then you hear the
Yeah, and you're like, oh no, it's starting to drain. We got to fill it back up.
Fill it back up. And it's too hot, like, and someone's back is being scalded now by the intense heat.
And then meanwhile, I have wrinkly fingers. Like, you just never know what's going to happen.
Well, you do know that's going to happen eventually. That's an anticipatable one.
What is that about? I heard it could be like an evolutionary thing.
Don't know. Telling us to do what?
I forgot, and now I'm just pissed that I can't remember. And I'm like, this is a bummer. I should have even brought it up.
Maybe it's a glimpse into our future. Like, you will be old.
it's like
the fortune. It's the crystal ball of the hands.
No, there's a reason.
Although they say the lions is the crystal ball of the hands.
Oh,
the hand lines.
Are you into
I'm not into any of those things. Reading? No, I'm not into any of those things. But when someone does it, I'm like, okay, I buy it.
I buy it in the moment.
Especially when they say you got a long lifeline, I'm like, great. If they were like, you got a short lifeline, I'd be like, you're a fraud.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what other weird fashion things?
Oh, wait, but one other thing about that. Okay, I just think LA's got too much weird stuff.
What do you mean?
I'm a little, like, I buy into the stuff and I do a lot of the new agey. Like, I try to meditate. I try to, not really, I don't do it often, but I try, or I'll go to yoga, or I'll do whatever. I believe in, like, healthy tonics and cleanses. But then I'm a little sick of the Instagram stories of everybody every 3 days being like, I just did this kind of vampire facial, and I just did this kind of thing, and I did this
facial so much.
Everybody's doing a new thing. Every
scary.
Yeah, and the people that are doing all this self-care stuff are generally sick all the time.
They're also psychos. So, like, I'm doing self-care for social media.
Yeah.
It's like its own, like...
That's the oxymoron.
Right. It's like, oh, I'm doing self-care so I can tell you.
I'm taking care of me while I broadcast it always.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to do a sound bath for self-care.
Right. Sound baths.
But I've done one.
You have?
Yeah.
I've done a sound bath also. Oh, yeah, I'm a hypocrite.
Me
but,
too. But also, like...
But, like, I like it, but just don't love it. I like it, but, okay, it's cool to have sound and I'm relaxed after that. But don't be like, yim is transformative. Fuck you. It wasn't transformative. You're the same and you're going to be sick tomorrow morning.
Right.
Transformative sound bath and then a vampire facial, and then I had my neurotoxins replaced with exotoxins, and then I had scrubs and creams, and then I had taken these special pills, and then I had a healer come by. Healers, go fuck yourself, healers. If you really were a healer, you'd be healing diseases. And if you're not, which none of them are, you're not a healer, so then stop claiming.
Question.
Please.
If you're on a dating app and you match with a healer, do you see the healer?
No.
Or do you not see the healer?
No, I'm not going to date a healer. I'm not going to date a healer.
But what if there's like...
Can you imagine trying to date a healer?
No, that's why I'm asking.
Be like the least normal person.
Match with a healer.
Did you?
And I was like...
A male healer?
A male healer.
It's even worse.
It's even worse.
At least women are like intuitive and connected to the earth. Men are just doing it to get laid, I think.
I'm like, yeah, but you're a healer.
You guarantee that guy shows up with 35 necklaces.
And like...
A loose hemp-made canvas, cream-colored over top, over like a way too deep neck, V-neck. I am. No, it's not hemp. It's some kind of cloth. I got it in Israel.
You a healer.
But, like, again, it's moderation. I like to wear a couple. I'm not a healer. I don't heal. I just wear a couple. I wear two or three bracelets.
Like, jump into the realm of calling yourself a healer.
Yeah. When it's taking you 30 minutes to get dressed and put all your damn necklaces on, and then you're coming out and you're trying to heal what? Your own neck weight?
It seems like, I was like, I couldn't even believe that, like, that was a thing that was happening, that I matched with a healer.
What kind of healer is he? An astral healer?
No, I went to his website.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he's a healer and he's doing all these different studies with different, like, universities and, like, doctor programs.
I feel like if you're doing studies, you're studying to be a healer. You're not a healer.
No, like, he says he can heal people and he's been working.
Of what?
I don't fucking know. I'm just giving you.
He can heal them of their.
I don't want to give too much information because I don't want to reveal his identity, but because he's like, it's a whole thing.
I'm healing people of their aversion to healers.
But this is the thing. I can't fucks with a healer.
No, you can't.
Nope,
F-U-X.
Can,
no,
right?
Fuck that.
No fucksing with healers.
I mean, I guarantee, like, do you think, like, it's the kind of person that's, like, going to be bad in bed. They're going to make too much eye contact, but it'll also be, they're not going to be fun. They're going to be.
It's going to be weird vibes.
Yeah, the second, like, as you're making
taking
love
on
to them.
Everyone's pain to heal them.
Yeah.
Probably sick.
Yeah, they're going to literally.
I mean?
Yes, 100%. And they're going to be saying to you, like, Our chakras are aligned. I'm like, just fuck already.
Right.
That was aggressive the way
weird.
I said that, but you get the
no,
point.
No, I get it. Just like too much.
It's
too
like moderation.
Yeah.
Like, LA is a little, it's getting a little bit on my nerves lately. And this is what, not, look, I'm a liberal for sure, but like, I'm understanding lately a little bit of why the middle of the country has disdain for some of this shit. It's not real life.
I get it. I totally get that. It's not real life at all. And the whole like self-care thing.
Right.
It's like a marketing angle.
Yeah. I was more into it like before the world started burning at a rapid rate. Like 2 years ago, I was more into this stuff. I was like doing a lot more of it. But like, we've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got bigger fish to fry than burning sage to clear the energy of the moon energy in the room. It's like we have a corrupt president who's burning the world to the ground and undermining our values and putting children in cages. How are you doing like sage burnings? But then again, I want to go to mimosa brunches, so I'm a hypocrite
too.
Maybe
fuck a healer.
Maybe I do. I'm becoming angrier.
You're becoming angrier.
You started saying I'm one of the most positive people, and I've become like,
really
I'm like
positive.
Eddie Pepitone now.
But like,
now.
You're not. Like, even like, you're like, you getting angry, it's still like slightly like, positive.
That's sweet.
It's like a pissed off, like, cartoon
True.
Character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an angry Charlie.
Suffering fucking
ass. Yeah, like an angry Charlie Brown or something. Or like, I'm not really
oh,
that.
Boy.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not really buying that.
Yeah, and I keep qualifying it. I'm like, I'm sick of these damn people, even though it has its merits, and I'm also guilty of some of it. It's like, I don't even fully sell out to the anger.
Yeah, no, like, you're, it's because I feel like you're smart, so you can see multiple sides to things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this could have been the intro. I feel like that's great.
Oh, well, I could slice it up.
Oh, slice
just all
it
of
up.
A sudden, it's like some weird...
out of context energy.
Flow. Yeah.
No, Healer wouldn't approve of that. They want a holistic approach to podcasting.
A more sustainable, holistic. Mm-hmm. Less of a
editing
less
footprint.
Ego-driven.
Absolutely. Get yeah. out of your ego self and then get into your chi self.
Yes. You like that?
God.
Yes. So, okay, what other fashion things?
That I do or that I did that
both.
I don't like?
All of it.
I mean, I remember had an embarrassing fashion moment as a child. Remember when I don't know if you're probably too young to remember this, but when I was a kid, there was the Reebok Pump basketball shoe that became very popular.
Yeah, I remember.
You would pump it up. Literally, there's a little plastic basketball. You'd pump it up, and it would tighten around your foot and make, like, a great fit. And they were very expensive, and we didn't have a lot of money growing up. And so, but I was at a school of rich kids, and so everybody got the pump shoe. And I kept asking my parents, please give me a pump shoe. I need it to be cool. And God bless them. They just didn't have the money. So they finally could afford it like a year later when the price got reduced and they bought it. I went to school. I was so excited. And literally the first thing every kid said was like, really? You're wearing those now?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was, I didn't even get one day of positive fashion
so
vibes.
So did you just stop wearing them?
No, I think I still wore them like some every other day or something and just dealt with it. I don't think they were, like, angry at me, but they just didn't get any cool points.
Right.
So that was not great.
As a kid, cool points.
It's everything.
And that's why, and you're like, when you have an idea, you're like, I'm for sure leaning into this.
Oh, yeah.
This is the cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if it's not, you just really lean into mm-hmm. it. That's what I felt mm-hmm. as a kid. I would do weird shit all the time.
Like what? Other than tap dancing on tables.
Tap dancing on tables. No, like, in high school, this, like, freshman year of high school, I decided, because we had uniforms, that I was going to wear, like, rhinestoned, like, cat-eye glasses that had, like, pink lenses in them.
Oh, of course
they
you did.
They were more like a sunglass.
Dame Edna style.
Just pretend like they were real glasses and wear them in class all the time. Just, like, weird shit like that, or, like...
You've always been fashion... Wait, what else?
Just weird. Like, I, would... just, like, weird outfits. So, like, I can remember, like, certain outfits I put together really thinking that I was
Tell me
nailing
one.
It.
Tell me one of them.
I had, like, these cherry pants from Forever 21.
With cherries on them.
With cherries. They're, mm-hmm. like, white with cherries
sure,
on them.
Sure, sure.
Those were, like, my...
Very familiar.
They were...
They were your cherry pants.
They were my cherry pants.
Sure.
And I would, like, wear them with, like, a cropped mm-hmm. shirt and, like, mm-hmm. a spaghetti strap thing.
You have to go cropping
like,
spaghetti on
yeah,
that.
Like, Mom, take me to the movies. I'm going to the movies. And then I
like, Mom,
the
take me to the movies? Oh, you
yeah,
would tell her
he
that.
He would drop me off at the movies and I'd be, like, in these pants.
Did you have a cool bag with it? A cute little bag?
I had, like, a Dickies bag.
Oh, okay. It's like a backpack.
No, it was like a...
Oh, cross shoulder.
Like a cross shoulder.
Cross shoulder between the boobs.
Yeah, like a weird, like, it was a weird, like, freshman in fucking high school mm-hmm. vibe.
What kind of shoes was this outfit?
Oh, I put the wrong shoes with it, and it's still haunting me.
Like what?
Vans.
Oh,
I put
yeah.
some, like, Vans, like, a Vans.
No, the
like,
outfits, that's when you want your Pilgrim ballet shoes.
Right? I mean, I need to go back and adjust.
You can't.
You can't.
By the laws of physics vested in me.
Yeah. What is that? With the power invested in me? Isn't that what you say when you marry people? Mm-hmm. Have you married people?
I have.
I'm not surprised. I'm like, for sure, like, he's for sure, like, married someone.
I have married. I just married one people.
One couple?
Well, two people, one couple. I was doing a show 2007 for NBC called The Real Wedding Crashers, and so this friend of my girlfriend wanted me to marry him and his wife at a big wedding at the Queen Mary, and wanted me to crash the wedding, kick out the person posing as a priest. Oh yeah, for real. And then I took over as the officiant, and everybody was, and it was like, oh my God, it's Ben Glebe from the Real Wedding Crashers, and no one knew what that meant. And then I just took over and did this half funny, half very sincere ceremony. And I just dropped my cap in my water, and it's now on it. It's such a dirty floor, I'm not even going to touch it. But
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it.
I'm going to support that decision.
Thank you.
Just letting this one go.
I guess just no more sliding it down my phone, though, and that's the sad part.
There'll be other caps.
That's a good point. And then, I was the officiant to that wedding.
So did you like being a wedding officiant?
No.
No.
I would do it for a close friend again, I suppose. I was, you know, got certified with the Universal Life Church. I'm a reverend with them.
What the fuck is the Universal Life Church?
It's the church you go to if you want to become a priest in 5 minutes online.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You're ready. Mm-hmm. You're ready for marrying.
I'm a marrying man.
Yeah.
I'm available. I mean, I'll do it for money if somebody wants me to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay me money. I'll come be your priest. I don't give a shit. I'll make it funny. Only if I get invited to the mimosa brunch the day after the wedding, before
you jaunt
off to Costa Rica.
I really want you to have your fucking mimosa.
Maybe you and I should go to mimosa brunch this weekend.
Yes, let's go to mimosa brunch.
I can't. I'm doing sober October.
Okay, well, let's go in November.
Great. Great.
November.
Mimosa Novembers.
Yeah.
Doesn't rhyme, but I'm still game for it.
Well, sober October doesn't rhyme.
Kind of does. I was thinking about that in the car on the way over. It kind of rhymes. Sober October. The ober and the ober rhyme. Never does the whole word rhyme. It's rare that a whole word rhymes.
But when it does, it's way more
beautiful.
Powerful. Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful and flowerful.
And impactful as well.
That doesn't rhyme.
Powerful.
impactful.
impactful.
Only part of that word rhymes. That's against Trackful. The whole game. Track. It's still not the whole word.
I know, but if you say it fast enough, you're right, you're right. I see what you're just saying. I can confirm.
I mean, you're the one that said it's better when it's the whole word.
It is, but like, I didn't realize we were Dr. Susan.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to say Dr. Susan, Dr. Susan. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm really good at it.
I know what you mean.
And on the bomb beam. See? I'm gifted at this.
You're making me turn green.
Yep, that was pretty good.
Spoken word. All of a sudden, it's like this weird, like, spoken word kind of rap, kind
yeah.
of, like,
enough of that.
Spoken word.
Why does every spoken word poet have to do the same, not every, because my buddy NQ is actually very good and does different intonations, but most beat poetry people, it's always this tone, and then I'm going to this tone, going to na-na-na-na-na-na-known, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na at a time. To mix it up, lime, sublime, like I was walking around, like I was Leanne Rimes, like I had no time left on my dime, like I was walking around on Lime Scooter, like my name was Cooter, walking around the backwoods, like I should, like I was Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
Whoa.
I've been gone.
That was fucking lit.
Thank you. I'm not even high.
That was amazing.
Oh, I could keep going.
Keep going.
Going, Boeing, like I was in a Boeing 747, like I was going straight to heaven. Then I landed, oh my God, like I was Jessica Tandy did, the way she did in Fried Green Tomatoes. Oh, they're gonna do that like you was eating potatoes? Fine, come around anytime. I'm gonna go back to the Lime Rhymes. Anytime, I'm gonna spin it around. Microphone time, once, twice, let's do it again. I'm out of rice, what am I gonna do, eat something else? I don't think so. Like the devil's on a shelf, like a little elf on a shelf, like it's Christmas time. I'm walking around like I missed you this time. Not Leanne Rimes, or I said Leanne Rimes before. I'm not a whore, and somebody is. Some people are, taking money to bang people on cars and in hotel rooms. Like they were flying off on brooms, like they was I got a little nervous when you pulled out your camera.
I know.
There.
I felt like I.
So I just didn't. I said, you caught me mid rhyme. I could have done the whole thing
I'm
in an Instagram story.
I know.
But I saw it midway and it threw me off.
As
and
I was doing
my
it,
cadence.
I was like, oh, this is going to fuck up his flow, but like, I have to get something.
Yeah.
I get it.
I fully get it.
You're going to be
It's going to be a great little clip.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great little clip.
I
shouldn't have said anything. I just need
no
to explain
regrets.
To the
but
audio audience what happened.
You feel weird about it because if I was rapping. And someone while I was dropping some hot bars.
Yeah, hot.
Pulled out
hot,
their camera.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, fuck.
But I guess if you got doing the rap game, you got to be okay with the cameras. But like, so I repeatedly unrhymed because it came up in my mind in that, I did it again by accident, in that Instagram video you were just taking.
Yes.
But then I had to explain to your listening audience that I knew I repeatedly unrhymed, but I did it intentionally for the 15-second clip.
And it was a good one.
That clip's a trip. Am I wrong? I'm going to take a dip in a swimming pool all alone like I was Jewel when she was living in her car in San Diego, far from the dreams she achieved.
Wait, this weird rap that also has Jewel's life story in it?
Yeah, it has Jewel's life story.
I did know that she lived in her car.
Yeah,
she used to yodel.
We all know. She told us about all that, the yodeling, the bad poetry she wrote, living in the car.
Her hands are small.
I know.
She knows, too.
Yeah. I know that.
She knows, too.
Her teeth used to be squiggly, too.
They still are.
I think she fixed them.
No.
Yeah, I think her production company used to be called, like, Squiggle Tooth Productions, but now she has straight-up teeth.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're straight. Google it. I'm pretty sure Jewel.
I feel like she's still. You can't. That's like.
You can't name your production company.
I don't know. Horn.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think in modern life they all would. Probably that's what happened to unicorns. Is they all just started wanting to alter their bodies like people, and they just became horses. Nice horn, Becky.
That's so funny.
Yep. Cut them off.
Cut off these horns.
Cut off them horns.
Look at my horn. Cut.
It.
Look at my I got a corn job. A horn job? A horn job.
A horn job?
Yeah.
What do you mean by
when
that?
When you remove your horn.
Oh, a horn. I see.
Like a nose job.
Yeah,
job.
No, I get it. Because you don't remove your nose in a nose job, so I was confused. But I see what you're saying. A horn.
I don't know.
A horn's
it's
like
a
horn procedure.
End on especially, but like we're going to end on horn job.
I think that's as good a place as any because sometimes when you're as magical as we've been all podcast long, like a unicorn of podcasts.
Yes.
When you remove that horn, it has to end.
Yeah, I like that. I liked how it had like a whimsical. We have a whimsical closing. I think that's important. We have it. Thank you so much for coming on. You're the
you're
best.
You're so welcome.
So much fun.
So much fun. Great bantering. You're one of the great banterers.
You're a great banterer as
Thank
well.
You. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate that. Invite me to your mimosa brunches.
If you're having a mimosa brunch, please invite Ben Glebe.
Yeah.
You know?
At Ben Glebe on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up on there and invite me to your brunches.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not on Twitch yet. I'm too old.
Twitch? You can always Twitch on the side. You know what I mean?
Oh, I Twitch on the side.
Yeah, for sure.
Ain't no joke.
He's a twitching glebe. Not the live stream, just in general.
Just in general in life.
Yeah.
Can I plug a stand-up date?
Yeah, you can plug whatever you want.
If people want to come see me, I'll be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, October 11th through 14th.
It's amazing.
And then I will be Santa Barbara one-nighter, November 17th, I believe, the Comedy Hideaway. And then St. Louis Funny Bone, December 6th through 9th, this Friday, the Ice House. That might not be released in time for that. And tickets for all of it at glebe.com. And you can subscribe to my podcast, Last Week on Earth.
Yes.
Where I summarize the world every week, everything that happened during the last week on Earth. For the last 7 years, I've been doing this.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't do it every single week because I don't need to inundate people and I'm busy.
Yeah.
But I do it a lot.
Well, that's awesome. It's called Last Week on Earth.
Last Week on Earth. We have generals, we have politicians, we have comedians, we have solo episodes. My parents come on. It's a great time.
That's amazing. Where can people find that?
Everywhere you get podcasts. It's on Kevin Smith's Modcast Network, but iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts.
All of the places.
All the places.
Well, thank you so much. You're the best, as always.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Shank. Please make
sure. Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review
please.
On iTunes. Please, makes big difference. Also,
makes a big difference.
Also, subscribe, rate, and review Glebe's podcast.
Yeah, Last Week on Earth.
Yeah.
Math beats bomb births.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you rhyme it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you have any fashion questions, you can email Shank, shank.pod@gmail.com.
Most fashionable comedian in the game.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Oh, no one's more fashionable than you are.
This beetle ring, though.
That's a good point.
I have competition.
I win.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
That was a blast.
It was so much fun.
That was like a banter festival.
I know. It was so good. So.